那么我们的经文是以弗所书第四章第十七节到二十四节。
Our scripture comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 24.
我只是用中文念，然后如果你有英文圣经的，你就跟着看。
We will only read it in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
以弗所书第四章第十七节，所以我说，且在主里切实地说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存希望的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然散尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，必要并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。在华人的传统里面
，In the tradition of Orientals，
啊，农历新年是一个非常重大的日子。
Lunar New Year is a very important holiday。
那么华人在这个新年还没有到来的时候
，And before the arrival of this holiday，
啊，他们必须把家里打扫得干干净净。
The Chinese must all clean their house， completely。
啊，把旧的东西可以丢的都丢掉。
Anything that is old that they don't need anymore, they will throw it away.
啊，如果要买新的东西，通常他们都想到在新年要来的时候他们买。
So if they're going to buy anything new, they will buy it for the new year.
那么他们有计划说，啊，抱住一身除旧岁。
And there's a saying that as the firecracker sounds, then the old will go away.
那么旧的东西都要过去了。
The old things will pass.
啊，新的东西都要来临。
The new things will then enter.
所以我们在以弗所书上次在第四章第一节到第十六节，我们谈到一个基督徒在教会里面应当尽的一个责任。
So from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 to 16, we talked about what a Christian ought to do.
他应当尽心尽力的围着教会的合一来努力。
He needs to work with all his heart and all his mind for the unity of the church.
那么在属灵的生命上，应当表现出一个成熟，一个基督徒成熟的那种标志。
And that he should have the Christian, the sign of a mature Christian, mature Christian.
那么他的灵命必须要成长。
His spiritual life must grow.
而且对神的真道要深入的去认识。
And that he need to work deep into an understanding of God's truth.
以致使到他能够抵挡那些异教或者异端的攻击。
So that he can resist the attack of secular religion and cults.
那么同时他必须在生命里面表现出基督的爱。
And in his life, he need to show God's love.
而且以弟兄姐妹们把教会一起建立起来。
And to build up the church with brothers and sisters.
这个是一个基督徒应当所尽的责任。
And this is the responsibility of a Christian.
那么这段经文，刚才我们看这段经文讲到一个旧人和一个新人的不同。
The scripture we just read talk about the difference between an old and a new person.
那么这个旧人就是指一个相信耶稣得救的人。这个旧人就是一个相信耶稣得救的人。就是这个旧人是一个还没有相信耶稣的人。
This old person is one who has not believed in Jesus.
难怪他不跟我翻译。
That's why I didn't interpret that.
那么这个新人呢，是一个相信耶稣而且得救的人。
And the new person is one who has believed in Jesus and is saved.
那么十七节讲到，如果我们是一个新造的人，我们不应该活在这个旧的生活当中。
And in verse 17 it says, if we are a new being, we should not live in our old environment.
所以十七节讲到，所以我说，且在主里切是必说，你们行事不要像外邦人存希望的心行事。
So in verse 17 it says, so I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking.
那么我们看到这个外邦人就是指那个旧人。
The Gentiles here is referred to the old being.
一个还没有相信耶稣的人。
A person who has not believed in Jesus.
一个还没有得到这个新生命的人。
One who has not received a new life.
那么一个人信了耶稣得救，他是圣经告诉我们，他是一个新造的人。
And one who believes in Jesus, the Bible said he is a new being.
所以我们回到以弗所书第一章第四节，这里讲到神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他的面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And so in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, it says, therefore,chapter 1 verse 4 it says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him.
那么这里讲到基督徒是一个分别为圣的人。
Here it tells us that the Christian is one who is separated.
那么生命不应当像一个还没有信耶稣的人。
Life should not be like the one who does not have Jesus.
那么他的生命必须要有改变。
His life should change.
所以当主耶稣来到耶利哥城的时候，
And when Jesus arrived in the city of Jericho,
那么有个人他的名字叫做撒该来找耶稣。
There was a man called Zacchaeus, he came to find Jesus.
那么撒该圣经告诉我们他是一个税吏长。
The Bible tells us Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector.
而且他是一个财主。
He is a wealthy man.
当时做税吏的都不受众人的欢迎。
The tax collectors at that time are not respected.
他们通常都是很富有。
They usually are very wealthy.
而且在众人的眼睛，他们被看为是罪人。
And in other people's eyes, they are all sinners.
原因就是因为他们很喜欢贪别人的钱。
The reason why is because they like to hoard the money of others.
那其实这种现象在今天的社会还存在。
And actually, this still happens today.
特别是在一些第三世界的国家里面。
Especially in the third world country.
海关人员在那些人民过关的时候，就把收到这一部分钱自己收下来。
The custom officers usually would pick up part of the money coming through as their own.
那么撒该他是一个税吏长。
Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector.
圣经也讲他是一个财主。
And the Bible also tells us he is a wealthy man.
刚才讲他是一个很富有的人。
He's a very wealthy man.
他富有是因为他的钱是骗回来的。
He's wealthy because the money he got is from an illegal manner.
那么大概遇见耶稣以后。
So after Zacchaeus met Jesus,
那么耶稣就进入他的心中，
Jesus entered into his heart,
使他成为一个蒙恩得救的人。
He then became one that is saved by grace.
那么撒该的生命受到很大的改变。
His life then changed.
如果我们看圣经在路加福音19章第8节的话，
If we look at the Bible in Luke chapter 19 verse 8,
那么圣经这么讲，他撒该站在主耶稣的面前向耶稣说，
And so it says here Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord,
他说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人。
He said, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to
you. 如果我欺骗过谁，我就还他四倍。
And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount.
这个是一个生命改变的一个凭据。
This is a sign of a life that is changed.
那么撒该真的是相信了耶稣。
Zacchaeus have truly believed in Jesus.
因为我们看到圣经讲，他说耶稣对他说，今天救恩就到了这个家。
Because then Jesus followed and said, today salvation has come to this house.
所以一个相信耶稣得救人，他的生命必须要改变。
So a person who has truly believed in Jesus Christ, his life will change.
那么他的生命不应该像一个外邦人。
His lifestyle should not be like a Gentile.
啊，刚才我讲外邦人就是还没有相信耶稣的人。
Just now I said Gentile refers to those who has not believed in Jesus.
如果我们看17节、18节、19节的话。
If we look at verse 17 to 19.
那么这里描述一个非基督徒的生命。
It describes here a life of a non-Christian.
那么这两篇经文谈到非基督徒生命的五大特点。
It talks about the five characteristics of a non-Christian.
他说纯虚妄的心行事，他们的心地昏暗，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然长进，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
It says here, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
我们发觉到这些特点跟人的心都有很密切的关系。
We see that these characteristics have a close relationship to man's heart.
我们看到虚妄的心，心地昏昧，心里刚硬，良心丧尽。
We see that they are darkened in their understanding, they are separated from the life of God, their hearts are hardened, they have lost all sensitivity, and they have given themselves over to sensuality.
那么如果你看英文圣经的话，它就有时候把它翻译成 mind or heart。
We can see that in the English Bible, mind and heart comes a lot.
那么从这两节经文，我们可以看到人的心跟人的行为是有密切的关系的。
We can see there is a close relationship between your action and your heart.
那么圣经在这里讲到，他说一个没有信耶稣的人，他的心是虚妄的。
And in the Bible it says, one who does not have Jesus,His heart is separated.
那么虚妄的意思就是讲到一个人的生命很虚空。
That means his life is empty.
没有任何的目的或者什么意义。
There is no purpose in his life and there's no meaning in his life.
我十七岁才信耶稣。
I come to know Christ when I was 17.
那么特别是在我十四岁开始的时候。
Especially when At the beginning of my age 14,
那么就感觉到人生是否没有什么任何的意义。
Then I felt that there is no meaning in life.
那么那时候我就思想到我存在的目的。
And I began to think the purpose of my existence.
那么人生短短的几十年到底是为了什么？
What is life for the short few years that I'm on earth?
那么当时我的处境有好像传道书所说，他说虚空的虚空，万事都是虚空。
My life at that time was much like what Ecclesiastes said, meaningless, everything is meaningless.
所以一个没有信耶稣的人，圣经讲他的心是虚空的。
A person without Jesus, his heart is full of nothing.
而且他的心是昏昧的。
And his heart is darkened.
他不能够看到神的真理。
He cannot see the truth from God.
保罗在哥林多后书第四章第四节讲到，他说：“此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎了眼睛，不叫基督的荣光福音光照。”So, 他们
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
我有个朋友听了福音听了好多年。
I had a friend who had heard the gospel for many years.
他圣经也看过好几遍。
He had also read through the Bible several times.
但是他总是不愿意相信耶稣。
But he refused to believe in Jesus.
那么有一次他病得非常的严重。
One time he got really sick.
被送到医院里面去。
He was taken to the hospital.
而且生命有点危险。
And his life was in danger.
我到医院去看他。
I went to the hospital to see him.
我就把这个福音跟他讲得很清楚。
So I told him once again the gospel.
希望他能够相信耶稣。
I was hoping that he will believe in Jesus.
但是他对我说
But then he told me.
他说好不好再等一些日子吧。
He said, why don't we wait a little bit longer?
我现在讲不晓得他是否有机会相信耶稣。
I was thinking, I don't know if you have another opportunity to believe.
这是一个很典型的例子。
This is a very typical example.
就讲到圣经讲，刚才我讲的在更多后书那边讲，不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督的荣耀福音的光照射他们。
This is just like what I've just said. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel.
所以没有信耶稣的人，他们的心里面不单是虚光的。
People who do not have Jesus, not only do they have fear in the heart.
而且他们的心里面也昏昧的。
Their heart is all, they are blinded.
他们与神的生命是隔绝了。
They are separated from the life of God.
当然，这个生命是讲永生的生命。
Of course, the life refers to eternal life.
就好像约翰福音三章十六节讲到，神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反而永生。
Just like in John 3:16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish.
所以这节经文讲到，所有相信耶稣的人能够得到这个永生的生命。
In this verse it says that all those who believe in Jesus will have everlasting life.
那么基督徒跟其他的人都一样，他们都要离开这个世界。
Christians are much like everybody else. They will leave this world one day.
他们都要面对死亡。
They all have to face death.
但是不同的地方，基督徒有一天耶稣再来的时候，他们都会复活。
But the difference here is one day when Jesus returns, the Christians will come back to life.
这是一个没有相信耶稣的人不能够得到的。
And this is something that the non-Christians will not get.
所以不信耶稣的人与神的生命隔绝。是有两个原因。
So there are two reasons why the non-believers are separated from the life of God.
第一个原因是因为他们的无知。
The first reason is because of their ignorance.
第二个原因是因为他们心里刚硬。
Second reason is because their hearts are hardened.
我们世界上有很多人不愿意相信耶稣。
There are a lot of people on this earth that refuse to believe in Jesus.
或者还没有相信耶稣。
Or they have not yet.Believe in Jesus.
是因为他们的无知。
It's because of their ignorance.
所以我们必须趁着这个机会，把这个福音传给我们周遭的人。
Therefore, we must take hold of opportunities to tell them about the gospel.
但是有些人却听过福音听了很久。
But then there are some who have heard the gospel for many years.
啊，他们也知道这个约翰福音三章十六节所讲的。
They also know of what John 3:16 said.
但是他们的心非常的刚硬。
But their hearts are hardened.
啊，就好像刚才我讲那位朋友一样。
Just like the friend I mentioned to you.
啊，所以刚硬是中文圣经所讲的。如果你看英文圣经的话，有时候会翻译成 hardness or blindness.
In the English translation, hardness of heart will translate sometimes as blindness.
那么这个含义。这个意思的含义就是好像没有感觉一样。
And the meaning of this hardness means it's numb.
那有时候我们去牙医的时候
，Sometimes when we go to the dentist.
啊，在还没有补牙的时候或者拔牙的时候，医生必须要给你一支那个麻醉剂。
Sometimes before any procedure, they will give you something to numb you.
啊，使到我们的牙肉能够被麻木。
So that the gum will be numb.
那么在他钻的时候才不感觉到痛。
And so when we drill into your teeth, you won't feel anything.
所以有一些还没有信耶稣的人，他们的心里面非常的刚硬。
So for some who are non-believers, their hearts are hardened.
而且他们对这个真理已经麻木了。
And they are numb to the truth.
所以一个没有信耶稣的人，他对这个属灵的事情没有任何的感觉。
So to spiritual things, the non-believers have no feelings.
所以当你跟他传讲这个福音或者讲这个属灵事情的时候
，So as you discuss any spiritual matters or tell them about the gospel,
他不能够体会到你所说的。
He cannot understand what you're saying.
啊，有时候你感觉到好像对牛弹琴一样。
Sometimes it's like you're singing to a cow.
啊，特别是以弗所书 的人哦，那么当时他们处在一个拜偶像的社会里面。
In the society of Ephesus at that time, they are among a lot of idol worshippers.
我们知道拜偶像的人，当我们向他传福音的时候，非常困难。
We know that sometimes it is very difficult to tell the gospel to people who worship idols.
我自己曾经到过一些渔村。
I have gone to fishing villages.
渔村的渔民大部分都是拜偶像。
The fishermen, most of them worship idols.
他们拜偶像的原因是因为他们出海的时候，他们希望这些偶像能够保守他们平安，而且有好的收获。
The reason why they worship these idols is as they leave, as they go out, to the ocean, they want these gods to protect them and also give them a good harvest.
那么向这些渔民传福音的话，非常非常的困难。
So it's very difficult to spread the gospel to these fishermen.
他们心里面非常的刚硬。
Their hearts are hardened.
你们没有办法让这个福音的光照在他们心上。
Because there's no way that the light of the gospel can shine on their hearts.
所以在这个大纲里面讲到一个没有信耶稣的人，第一点他们的心是虚妄的。
So in this outline, the first thing that we talk about, the non-believers have is vanity of mind.
那么第二点是他们的心地是分裂的。
Secondly, their understanding is darkened.
他们的与神的那种生命隔绝。
And they are separated from the life of God.
他们的心很刚硬。
Their hearts are hardened.
那么最后，他们的良心散尽了。
And then they have lost all sensitivity.
或者我们换句话说，他们是一个没有良心的人。
We can say they are insensitive.
有没有听过人讲，当人说你没有良心的时候？
Have you ever been told that you're insensitive?
别人说我们没有良心的时候，不是一个好的事情。
And it is not a good thing.
他的良心失去了这个功能。
The conscience has lost its use.
他不能够辨别什么是对或者不对。
They cannot tell what is right and what is wrong.
对的，他说不对。
Those things that are right, they said is wrong.
不对的，他说对。
Those things that are wrong, they said it is right.
特别在现今这个美国的社会里面。
Especially in the American society today.
有不少的人认为这个同性恋和堕胎是对的。
A lot of people think that homosexuality and abortion is right.
是可以行的事情。
It is something that can be done.
所以他们的良心不能够分辨什么是对。什么是不对的？
So they cannot tell between right and wrong.
所以当一个人的良心丧尽的时候，圣经讲他就放纵他的私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
So when they have lost all sensitivity, then they give themselves over to sensuality.
因为他的良心失去了这个功能。
Because his heart has lost its function.
所以他就放纵他的私欲。
So he let go and give themselves, he let go and give himself over to sensuality.
可以去贪行种种的污秽。
And they lust over impurity.
所以这种人对罪没有任何的感觉。
They have no, feeling about sin.
他也不觉得罪是一种羞耻的事情。
And they don't think that sin is shameful.
所以为了满足自己的需要。
And in order to satisfy his own needs.
他用种种的无谓的方法来得到他自己的需求。
He used all kinds of methods to obtain what he needs.
所以17节到19节谈到一个没有信耶稣人的生命。
So from verse 17 to 19, it talks about the life of a person without Christ.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们不可以行他们所行的。
The Bible tells us we should not do what they are doing.
因为我们跟他们不一样。
Because we're different.
其实20节到22节讲到，你们学了基督，却不是一样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，你们要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
So from verse 20 to 22 it says, You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
所以我们信了耶稣的人, 圣经讲我们是一个新造的人。
So we who believe in Christ is a new being.
那么应当把那些旧的行为把它们除去。
We need to get rid of all the old stuff.
就是第一点所说的期望的心, 温慰的心, 刚硬的心, 这个赏金的良心, 我们必须把它们除掉。
What we need to get rid of is the vanity of mind, the darkened understanding, the alienation from God, the hardness of life, of heart, and also the sensibility, the insensitivity.
那么圣经讲我们必须把我们的心更新把它换过一个心。
We need to have a change of heart.
然后保罗讲到在罗马书第六章第六节, 他说因为知道我们旧人和他同钉十字架, 使罪身灭绝叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And in Romans chapter 6, Paul said, For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
所以这里讲到一个相信耶稣的人, 他的旧人跟耶稣基督被同钉在十字架上。
So here it says that when we believe in Christ, our old self were nailed on the cross with Christ.
他不做罪的奴仆了。
He will no longer be a slave to sin.
然后一个人相信了耶稣以后, 圣经讲他必须要受洗。
And the Bible said, once you believe in Jesus Christ, you need to be baptized.
所以你们看到这里, 这个是什么?
Do you know what that is?
这个是什么？这个是禁止啊。
That is the baptistry.
就是一个人相信耶稣以后，他被浸在水里，然后被受洗。
And that is where we get baptized.
所以受洗这个仪式是很有意义的。
This whole thing about baptism is full of meaning.
所以当一个人被浸在水里的时候，
And as you are submerged in the water.
就代表他的罪，他的旧人与基督一同埋葬。
It represents that your old self, the sinful self, were buried with Christ.
所以当他从水里上来的时候，
And as he emerged from the water,
旧的已经过去了，他成为一个新造的人。
The old has passed and he arrived as a new being.
所以当我们把这个教会买下来的时候，
As we, when we bought this church,
很多东西都是很旧的。
A lot of the things in here were old.
如果你曾经来过的话，你就知道。
If you were here in the beginning, then you would know.
这个地毯是很旧的。
The carpet were old.
有好多个地方都破破烂烂的。
And they were like, they were all broken up.
那么旁边那个门, 是一个木门。
The door there used to be a wooden door.
非常的破旧。
And it was very old.
如果吴教练跟我的话，我就记得我们开了那个门就不能关。
I remember when Charlie and I came, we opened the door and we're not able to close it again.
然后我们前面那个大门，
The front door
也非常破旧，
was also very old.
如果把它大力拉的话，可能会拉开。
If you pull it too hard, it will open up.
还有我们那个 大厅里面那个前面的门和旁边的门都是旧门。
And all the doors on the side were old.
但是今天你看到这个地毯是新的。
And today, but today you look at the carpets are new.
那些门是新的。
The doors are new.
因为我们把它更换了。
Because we have changed them.
那么既然讲到一个人, 相信耶稣得救了。
So as a person, believe in Jesus. And the saved.
然后圣经讲到他必须把这个旧人脱去。
The Bible says you must get rid of the old.
就好像这个旧的地毯一样，我们把它除掉，然后换上新的地毯。
Just like this old carpet, we get rid of them and then we put on new one.
所以保罗在这个罗马书里面讲到一系列那种罪恶的行为。
Paul mentioned a slew of sinful acts.
你自己去看，他讲到很多很多这个罪恶的行为。
You can look at it yourself. He talked about a bunch of sinful acts.
那么这些行为，他说都是含有信耶稣的人所有拥有的。
He said all these actions are owned by the non-believers.
而且这些东西，不好的东西是 出于我们一个没有信耶稣人的内心。
And all this comes from the heart of one who does not have Jesus.
所以你看到这条虫，它的样子好不好看？
You can see this caterpillar. Is it pretty?
好不好看？
Is it pretty?
但是你知道这些虫将来会变成什么东西？
But then you know in the future what is this going to
change? 你把灯关一关。样子很丑怪。
It's very ugly.
但是这条虫它将会变成一个蛹。
It's going to become a cocoon.
很奇妙，一条虫变成一个蛹。
Very miraculous. A caterpillar can turn into a cocoon.
然后在这个蛹里面经过很多的改变。
And then inside the cocoon, changes will occur.
然后它变成一个漂亮的蝴蝶。
And it turned into a beautiful butterfly.
所以圣经里面讲到一个没有信耶稣的人他的生命必须受到改变。
So in the Bible it says a non-believer, his life will change.
他的心必须要改变。
His heart must change.
人的行为是出于人的内心。
A person's action come from within him.
我们一个人去偷是因为他有个贪婪的心。
A person want to steal because of his greed.
那么一个去骗的人因为他有一个诡诈的心。
A person want to cheat is because he want to cheat.
所以外在不代表人的内心。
So outward appearance does not represent the inward feeling.
所以当法利赛人来到耶稣面前看到那些门徒没有洗手就吃饭。
So when the Pharisees see that the disciples of Jesus did not wash their hands before they eat.
他就问耶稣说你的门徒为什么吃饭的时候不洗手。
So they asked Jesus, how come your disciples don't wash their hands before they eat?
然后耶稣就告诉他们说入口的不能污秽人出口的才能污秽一个人。
So Jesus said, what goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth, that is what makes a man unclean.
所以然后耶稣说唯独出口的是从心里发出来的这才污秽一个人。
And then he said, the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean.
所以人的行为是出于人的内心。
So a man's action comes from his heart.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章二节的时候，他说：“不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。”
So in Romans chapter 12 verse 2 it says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
所以一个基督徒的生命应该好像这个容量在里面经过改变。
So a Christian's life should be just like this cocoon. It should go through changes.
然后他变成一个新造的人。
And then he became a new being.
因为他的生命不一样了。
Because his life has changed.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们明白我们不是一个旧人。
Help us to understand that we are no longer the old being.
我们是一个新造的人。
We are a new being.
一个相信耶稣基督的人是一个新造的人。
One who have you in our hearts are a new being.
但我也恳求天父让那些还没有相信耶稣的人。
I pray that you allow those who have not yet believed in you.
能够得到这个救恩。
To receive salvation.
能够从一个旧人成为一个新人。
Can change from an old being to a new one.
天父，我们把所有的弟兄姐妹和朋友们交在你的手中。
Lord, we lift up all the brothers and sisters and friends in your hands.
求主带领我们。
Please guide us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.